KQED.
It's KQED News. I'm Tara Seiler. A law enforcement officer whose stolen gun was used in the high-profile killing of Catherine Steinle near San Francisco's Ferry Building in 2015 was promoted 5 months after the shooting. KQED's Alex Emsley has learned that John Wachowski, a ranger with the Bureau of Land Management, was not only never disciplined, but was instead promoted to a supervisory position. Steinle's killing has gained national attention, with conservative lawmakers and President Trump using it to promote stricter immigration policies and bash so-called sanctuary cities like San Francisco. The man who pulled the trigger, Jose Inez Garcia Zarate, is an undocumented Mexican, deported many times. Alex Emsley joins us to help explain this story. And Alex, Wachowski had left his gun and ammunition in a backpack in his car in San Francisco when it was stolen. What laws or policies did he actually violate by leaving it unsecured?
Well, let's start with the laws. There was a law in the books at the time that made it a misdemeanor to store an unsecured firearm in a car. It applied to civilians, but it also could apply to law enforcement officers, especially in the context that Wachowski was in. Since Steinle's death, State Senator Jerry Hill has strengthened that law. Here's what Senator Hill had to say when we informed him of Wachowski's promotion.
His negligent act led to the death of an individual. It's clear. That's the part that I struggle with in terms of looking at a promotion.
But Hill says there's only so much legislators can do, and really the responsibility now lies on individual law enforcement agencies to make sure that they have strong and clear policies in place and that those are enforced. But we know Wachowski wasn't disciplined in this case and, in fact, was promoted.
So I'm wondering what the family of Catherine Steinle is saying about this, because they actually have a civil suit against the federal government over this unsecured weapon.
Right. This information about Wachowski's promotion so soon after Catherine Steinle's death never would have come out if not for a former employee of the BLM who was really driven by wanting the family to know. So I took the information and communicated it to a civil attorney who represents the Steinle family. The Steinle family didn't comment, but their attorney, Allison Cordova, did. And she says this promotion shows that there isn't adequate accountability in this area for all law enforcement agencies.
Because that means, as a community, we are less safe. Because Kate Steinle can happen again. And that's the problem. No one's enforcing consequences.
And how did that gun wind up in the hands of Garcia Zarate?
We really don't know. See, the path of the firearm after the burglary from Wachowski's car till it reappears 4 days later in the possession of Garcia Zarate is really unknown. What we know is that there's no evidence that ties him to the burglary. Prosecutors actually did go back and try to investigate to see if there was any way. They even swabbed the backpack stolen from Wachowski's car for DNA, but it was inconclusive.
And how relevant is it to the defense, do you think, that the Bureau of Land Management promoted Wachowski? BLM weapons policies are not really on trial here.
They aren't, but they are going to be discussed in the criminal trial. But there's also a civil case that's sort of on hold right now as the criminal trial progresses. And in that case, what the Bureau itself did and didn't do, both before and after this incident, are going to be central.
Okay. KQED's Alex Emsley, thank you.
Thank you.
You can find more details of Alex's story online at kqednews.org. I'm Tara Seiler.